Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine celebrating their 15th year, UK Health Radio, and Populate, electronic medical records for podiatry and other medical professions. We've got a great doubleheader, David Lyons. He's a multiple sclerosis and disability training specialist. He's a classmate of mine in 2019 induction in the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So he's returning along with Rick Bava, baby boomer thought leader, author, and leader with today's senior magazine. Then it's the Sports Doctors In, Dr. Bob Wisdom, some emails. David Lyons, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
David, give us some background on yourself and everything that led into you being such a pronounced MS and disability exercise champion.
Well, long history. I've been in the fitness industry for over 45 years. Originally was a trainer, then a gym owner, then a trainer educator. In 2006, at the age of 47, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis out of nowhere. I mean, I was a healthy athlete, never suspected anything was wrong with me, but I had a major attack by the disease, put me in the hospital for 5 days, and of course, that's when they said, you've got MS. I had no idea, Dr. Bob, what MS was. I mean, it sidelined me, but I had to kind of reinvent myself, reevaluate how I was going to get back into the gym and start training again with this disease. It paralyzed me from the chest down, and I had to learn how to walk and learn how to train again, and all the things that we do at the gym I couldn't do anymore, so had to start from scratch and did that. And in 2009, I competed in the Florida State Bodybuilding Championship, won a very big trophy for the most inspirational bodybuilder. And that started me on the journey of helping other people with multiple sclerosis understand how important fitness is in battling and beating this disease.
You know, that's always been a battle with medicine, you know, whether we're talking about autism or talking about Parkinson's or talking about multiple, you know, sclerosis. The idea of adding exercise as an important component was really resisted for many, many years by so many in medicine thinking it was going to be not helpful, aggravating. And I think that you were really one of the innovators that proved everybody wrong, that not only was it helpful, but it was dramatically helpful regarding, again, the road to recovery, even if you had to, really, really learn technique and learn what you were talking. Was that your experience that, you know, medicine and the work, physical therapy and a lot of groups were resistant, David?
Well, originally when I was diagnosed, as I was leaving the hospital, the doctors were telling me that I'd be in a wheelchair within 6 months, that was the end of me being able to walk on my own. They told me that exercise was pretty much impossible for me to do and that the best thing I can do is rest. You know, of course, Dr. Bob, I said, that's not happening. And I figured out a way. I figured out a way to get back into that gym. But yeah, people thought that it was just nuts what I was doing. And then when I said I was going to train to be a competitive bodybuilder again, they thought I had lost my mind. They said, you know, that's not going to happen.
And what's the organization that you built regarding spreading the word with some of your colleagues in this particular area? Not even strictly limited MS. You got other disabilities mixed in with the help you're doing, don't you?
Yeah, so my wife Kendra, who's an RN, she's been an RN for over 25 years, she had this brilliant idea that I needed to stop worrying about bodybuilding and to figure out how I was going to help all these millions of people with MS around the world. So she helped me create the MS Fitness Challenge. Now, originally, this whole thing I was doing, I called the MS Bodybuilding Challenge because it was me bodybuilding. But when we shifted into helping other people, it became the MS Fitness Challenge. So we've been doing that for over 12 years. We're in over 25 countries. We've helped tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people now with MS to be able to understand how to train, how to think, what to eat, and all those things that you need to do to be able to battle this disease successfully. As it grew, it ended up that my training methods, which I call optimal body training, were also good for people with other types of chronic conditions, ALS, Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, on and on and on. But it also was helping people that are aging, people like me, 66 years old, who I still want to be able to train, but there are people that don't understand how to do that. So the training methods actually will work not just for people with MS, but pretty much for anybody.
You know, especially with the emphasis, like we talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor, of working on balance, making sure with fall prevention, all these concerns of seniors, making sure we're strengthening the feet and ankles and the lower extremities, making sure with all this rehab that we're in the right shoe for our particular biomechanics, many times is such an important point to make to these individuals to be able to start on these programs. And again, the aging population, and we've run into craziness of injuries with the popularity of pickleball with people, again, as they were getting older. They thought they could jump on. I wrote an article in 2021 before medicine knew how to spell the word pickleball in Lower Extremity Review, and I said that pickleball is physical. And that, you know, different directions, different movements, that people couldn't just, you know, jump on the court. So the aging part of what you're talking about, the right type of exercise and all of the importance of mixing in the nutrition, the mental side of things, is as important for the boomers as it is for people fighting disabilities.
Well, absolutely. I mean, no matter what age you are, and of course, as we get older, this matters even more, but balance, coordination, stamina, all of these things have to be in play with the strength training. So it's not just about, hey, let's lift and get big muscles. You know, I did that when I was in my 20s and 30s. But as you age, if you don't worry about balance, coordination, those things, you end up getting injured.
How is the area also of the adolescent youth area when it comes to the MS world?
Well, you know, we're finding that more and more younger people are being diagnosed. In fact, you know, I train personally 40 people in 10 countries. Out of those 40 people, I would say a third of them are 30 years and younger.
Which wow.
Really blew me away, because I was getting people emailing me and contacting me that had children in their teens that were diagnosed, and they were asking me if I could help them. It was pretty shocking to me that MS was hitting people at such a young age. But, you know, Dr. Bob, one of the things that we don't realize is MS is not something that one day just appears. When I was diagnosed at 47 years old, the doctor said, you know, the lesions that you have in your brain, which is what MS is, it's a disconnection of the myelin sheath through these lesions in the brain and spinal cord. He said those have been there for at least 10 years, probably more like 15 or 20. So if you think about it, I'm diagnosed at 47. I probably had this disease starting in my 20s. It just never got diagnosed because I was an athlete. So I was overcoming it. And the doctor said that because I was an athlete, my body was fighting that attack. But when I hit that middle of my 40s, body slows down a little bit. You know, all the bodybuilding started to take its toll. and that's when MS was able to take control.
What's the best website of the organization to find out about you and the work you do all over the world, David?
It's very simple, msfitnesschallenge.org. And right now I'm doing a TV segment on NBC News here in California. I'm on the news all the time. I've got a new documentary that's coming out right now on my life with MS as a bodybuilder and then taking that into the MS Fitness Challenge. And that's called the MS Fitness Challenge, The Journey. And you'll see people like Tony Little, one of our National Fitness Hall of Fame inductees.
Oh, the great Tony Little. He was one of the first icons on television.
Yep, he's in the documentary. Lou Ferrigno's in the documentary. You'll see some recognizable people in there. So that's out right now and in the festival circuits, and hopefully will be aired somewhere, whether it's Netflix or one of the digital markets. But, you know, we got a lot going on, and we're still helping people all over the world through my Optimal Body Fitness training programs. We're just doing whatever we can do to help people understand it's not that you just go to a gym. It's how you train that makes the difference, what method you're using, and that you're creating the processes in your body that'll make this disease or condition or age that you're battling be easy to control.
Or enhance performance. Well, hey, you want to be 2 steps quicker? Want to jump a little higher, be more explosive? Number one, strengthen those feet and ankles. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Our new website had just relaunched with the hassle, thesportsdoctorradio.com. So you could check that out. Some exciting stuff. And you could follow us on X. We're on all sorts of different platforms at Sports Doc Radio. We're talking with really the disability champion MS educator and champion David Lawrence Lyons. David, have you found, again, you know, your own doctors, others that you've worked with, that, again, these important philosophies of exercise and how important it is, even for the disabilities, is, again, there's a lot more cooperation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, now I work with sports medicine doctors, a lot of alternative medicine doctors, and they're on the cutting edge of all this. They know that exercise, if it's done correctly with the right training methods, will help people with any type of condition, whether it's a disease or whether it's just, you know, something that's chronic or something that's just temporary that they have to fix. Exercise, if you do it correctly, is the way to go, and they all support that.
Yeah, and I really feel, again, you know, I talk about it all the time on The Sports Doctor. I call it the new medicine, and it's number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. Whatever activity you're involved in, keep moving. And number three is reduce stress. And we also pay big attention to the three areas of awareness, the idea of bringing awareness to our listeners about the so many different important areas in health, wellness, sports medicine, et cetera, the education side of things, as well as, putting things into action. And you got some colleagues who've been working with you. Have a studio in California, David?
No, not anymore. After COVID.
You've gone totally virtual.
Everything's virtual except, you know, we do some of these live events. Like last year we did a training camp here in Palm Springs, and people flew in from all over the country that had multiple sclerosis. We worked with them. We try to do as many live events where people come in as we can, but almost everything is done now virtually. It's just easy to reach people in all different countries. I'm training people in India, in Dubai, in Switzerland, in the UK, in Canada, and it's all done virtually. Without that, I would be in one place, and I wouldn't be able to help all the people that I help.
Is MS always progressive in its actions regarding, you know, and the life expectancy and et cetera?
Not always. Now, the majority, yes. But there are some people that have MS that you wouldn't even know that they have MS. They don't even feel like they have MS. But most of us, we are in a progressive condition where it does get worse and manifests itself in different symptoms.
Does the MS world, you know, last week I had on experts, I've had them on over the years in the world of hyperbaric oxygen and the world of concussions and brain health. Is there any hyperbaric oxygen talk going on in the world of MS with brain lesions?
Yes, that and also cold plunges. You know, a lot of people are doing that to bring inflammation down. But yes, hyperbaric chambers are being used. They're doing all sorts of different things and running studies to see what works and what doesn't. The key.
How about the mental side, David? You've always been a champion, again, you're a tremendous example of it, of the mental side. I call it the mental game, and how important that is and what you were facing and how you were able to add that. I'm sure with all of these different individuals, it's such a big deal.
Well, tremendously. I call it mental fitness, and it's part of my program. So when I'm working with someone or someone is going online and working my program, there's a whole section on that, and I talk to them about the importance of what you think and how
David, I knew the time would slide with you. Give me the website again, people could find out about you and the programs.
Yes, it's msfitnesschallenge.org.
msfitnesschallenge.org. National Fitness Hall of Fame teammate, classmate, David Lyons, thank you so much. Hold on, David. We'll be right back, everybody. It's Sports Doctor. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome back Rick Fava, the baby boomer thought leader, author, and a key leader with today's very popular senior magazine. Rick, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, Dr. Bob, such a pleasure to be with you. And, of course, your audience was really looking forward to our visit today.
Give us some background, Rick, on your baby boomer thought leader world.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking that question, Dr. Bob. Three things I think the audience would be interested in that. I've been doing that since 2009. You know, of course, the baby boomer generation is has always been such an influential generation in our history, and been happy to chronicle the generation not only through my book, but as you mentioned, through today's senior magazine, and doing discussions like this to spread the word of our generation and what's, you know, the topics most germane for the baby boomer generation. And
the topics are endless. The topics are endless. The world of health and wellness. The whole area, the importance of nutrition, you know, I talk about all the time. When you were coming back, I knew I was going to repeat it, what I call on the Sports Doctor, the new medicine, which is number one, eat smarter. And number two, keep moving. Whatever it is, whether you go to the gym, whether you're a walker, whether you do yoga, whatever it is, keep moving. And number three, reduce stress as best you can and whatever methodology. And you know that today, 80 is the new 60 and 70 is the new... 70 is the new 50. So how are we doing, Rick?
We're doing pretty well, Dr. Bob. And, you know, health and wellness is such a key component, as you've identified. And we aspire to what you've just outlined, walk a little bit more and also eat well. But also a third key piece to health and wellness is just the interaction with friends and family. I think that the mental aspect is also key.
Oh, yeah. The mental game is one of the biggest topics on the Sports Doctor, whether you're the best athlete in the world, their parent, their coach, or just someone trying to stick with their program or their weight loss program or their exercise program. The mental game is such a big, big deal. And you've included quite a group. I've had a few of them on the radio show, people who contribute to the magazine, all these different topics on brain health. And who's some of the contributors to your Today Senior?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. The Today Senior magazine is not only a magazine, it's brings great content, but resources are important, and some of the people that you've had on the show are really critical to that, because I think baby boomers come to Today's Senior magazine to identify with people from their generation, but also obtain resources, and you've spotlighted a good many of the advertisers and people who are contributing to the magazine. That's the proper way to share it.
Yes, and in so many different important areas. Again, whether it is in the area of the whole new world, quote unquote, of brain health,
right? Whether it is what Lynette Louise did when you had her on, sure.
Yes, our friends with I Am Home. His particular expertise in some of these other areas, in so many important areas that we want people to tune into. Plus, you have always these great puppies on the front cover of your magazine.
it's really funny. Since 2004, there's been a dog on the cover, and you know, there's something about that. We've done a lot of research over the years on that, and it just resonates with the readers. That's why it's there.
You know, you guys make a big deal out of community interaction, education. You know, the three big words on the Sports Doctor, a lot of what you do, Rick, fit into all three of them. Number one is awareness.
the awareness of what's out there, the challenges, some of the different remedies, et cetera, the education, the importance of education. It's why I sent you my article from 2021, which was pickleball is physical. Yeah, it's the number one injury producer in the country, is seniors who are not ready for a sport that's physical. When I wrote that article, Rick, in 2021, medicine didn't know how to spell the word pickleball. Nobody knew. And it's the fastest growing sport. So education in whatever the area is number two. And number three is, you know, like you said, mentally, whether it's reducing stress, you know, mental health is the biggest topic in the country.
You know, Dr. Bob, I want to zero in on that third point. It's so accurate that you mentioned. One of the big things that baby boomers are involved with now is what is referred to as the encore career and keeping their mental capacity sharp.
I love that. That's a great term. That's a great term.
By continuing to contribute to society, may it either be charitable activities, work-wise, going out and starting a little business, continuing to work volunteer. We have this great program.
Yeah, who's the expert I had on? Again, one of your contributors. That's his world.
King. Yes, exactly right. And your memory is so good. But you know, you got to continue to make a contribution, and that's, I think, one of the hidden aspects to what we do at the magazine.
But that ends up being big news, isn't it? It ends up, you know, of course, over the years and years ago, you know, out to pasture, retire at 65, a lot of people, you know, not realizing that there might be a whole other career. I think, you know, as age expectancy improved consistently, again, we would get into the fact of 60 being the new 80 and that you could have great athletes who are involved in so many different areas, whether it's in the arts or whether it's in sports or it happens to be in all sorts of contributions. And I think that ends up being now a something that's become more and more popular thanks to groups like yours.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. I really absolutely do. And you know, we're not our grandfather's Oldsmobile, Dr. Bob, and I
or his Pontiac that my
you know, I had a great my grandfather was quite a guy. As you know, I grew up in Chicago, so I know there's a lot of Chicago listeners listening, and he was a great man, my grandfather. He was a catcher, you know. He was a loved baseball and used to like to sit in left field in the old Comiskey Park. But you know, when he was our age, he was, you know, I don't want to say aging, but he was. And my dad, he was always active and interacted with people that help, but I think it's very, very important that we are physically active, mentally active, and just contributing to society.
What's the best site people can find out about your book that we're going to talk about in a minute, but the magazine and your work? What's the best place to go find out more info?
Thank you so much for mentioning that. I think if they just Google or Bing or whatever their search site is, Today's Senior Magazine, it'll come up. It's always number one on the spot for baby boomers and seniors. Today's Senior Magazine, and that's all I'll need to know.
Talk about your book and some of the things that you felt were so important when it came out.
Well, you know what? I was working closely with the Masters in Aging program, still am, with Georgetown University, and I think they said it best when, you know, because they used it, they still use it for, you know, their required reading.
What's the title?
It's In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation. In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, and that's what I did. I traveled the country interviewing hundreds of baby boomers from all socioeconomic
classes. If you were searching for them, did you find any? I bet you did.
Yeah, I did. They, you know what's funny about that, Dr. Bob? They were open. They were honest. They shared. They talked. They communicated. And that's what was the secret, because we were able to then talk about from everything from caring for an elderly parent to reminiscing about the great days of our music, our college days, and our
that's
life.
That's another
today.
Radio guest from you guys was the Caregiver
that's
World.
That's right.
You know,
what a
major challenge that is.
I want to mention to your audience, we are very appreciative that you bring some of those great guests on. They always have such great things to say about you, and they work hard to contribute for your audience.
Well, that's awfully nice to hear. Again, I think the people sometimes are very, very surprised at the umbrella of topics that
right.
the sports doctor is all about. It's not what your batting average is.
Yeah,
but we have so many different areas of expertise. And, you know, the Medicare world and the senior citizen world is a key area in physical therapy, fall prevention, and a lot of the positive side of things. Mm-hmm. And so I think...
And
you know,
I do want to remind your audience that open enrollment for Medicare is coming up, so they may want to continue to do their research on that.
Yes, that's been an interesting controversial topic, you know, whether or not these extra plans are what they are. There's so much advertising in so many different ways. I've had a few experts on who question some of the validity. So we tell people, be educated. Make sure you're
absolutely
educated.
Right. And they got to check with their clinic, with their physician, with their hospital, because sometimes out of the blue, the hospital will, not honor the Advantage plan. That other 20% is very, very crucial. You got to be able to make sure you get the right coverage on that.
Yes, because as a rule, Medicare is excellent coverage. You know,
absolutely.
I treated Medicare patients in podiatry my whole career.
Yes,
I walked by the mirror one day and realized, hey, I'm one of them.
When I applied for Medicare, I said, I thought this was always something I did for my father. I didn't realize it's time for me now.
It's fantastic coverage. And if somebody has good secondary coverage, they're in very, very good shape.
Yeah, that's really important, that secondary coverage.
You
want
to make sure.
You never know what's going to take place. You know, what's interesting about our generation, the baby boomers, Dr. Bob, is it's not only to be worrying about their own health and wellness, but a lot of them, as we said, you know, are looking after an elderly parent. So you got to have the right coverage for if you got a 90-plus mother-in-law or mother or father, there's a lot of factors related to that.
Oh, yeah, with the sandwich generation.
Absolutely.
With the children on the left. And many, many of our parents on the right.
That's it.
Another one of our radio guests. You know,
right?
Phone calls to seniors. We're going to talk more about all this with our friend Rick Baba and the Baby Boomer World. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Great.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, and we were talking the whole world of baby boomers, baby boomer challenges, baby boomer education situation with Rick Barber, who is the author of a famous book. Give me that title again, Rick. I can't remember it.
In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation.
There you go, man. And I know you found many of them. And
yeah.
give us some bullet points that have really resounded so well with the feedback that you've gotten. When was the book first published?
2015, and what's amazing
it's almost 10 years.
What's amazing about that is it stayed in the consciousness because it's a book about where we've been, where we are currently, and where we're headed. Everything from... you know, what it was like when we interviewed for our first job to now navigating the 21st century. And our discussion today is a microcosm of what's in the book.
And it's interesting, the area we just touched on before the break, which was this whole caregiver area, the sandwich generation.
Yes.
And the challenges of that as we see people living into 80s and 90s,
right.
Many of them still active, which is very, very exciting to
yes.
see. But those challenges, you know, and my mom went into assisted living, 15 years ago, they said to me, you know, nobody lives more than 2 years in a nursing home.
Yeah,
you don't need to be. There was, the assisted living didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Today, people can live 10, 15, 20 years over 55 communities. So bringing to bear the information of what's so important in being able to deal with, again, whether it's these things with your own parents or your own kids with traveling teams and the expenses of club teams and youth sports. Youth sports is a huge important area. And, you know, I got the next edition of my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Rick, is going to be hashtag Hey Sports Parents and Grandparents.
Well, that's absolutely right. We have it in our own
family.
Because
they're involved, man.
Yeah, we have it in my own family. My nephew's, my great-nephew, is a senior at Naperville North, and he's a star catcher. He's going to go play at Illinois State next year. And then at the other end of the spectrum, yesterday I spent some time talking to my favorite uncle in the world, who it was his birthday. He's one I've told you about who spent his career at Loyola Medical Center. And the conversation was on baseball. Baseball for somebody who's a senior in high school, baseball for a 91-year-old. And
just the thread
was unbelievable. But it
covers Naperville North is next door to me.
Yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned it.
Yes. And school, great community, and again the challenge of the whole world of youth sports. You know, one of the reasons I co-wrote the book, was the epidemic. Everybody in capital letters, epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally.
It's absolutely true.
Yes.
It's absolutely true. One of the things that we tell the readers of today's Senior Magazine is when they go to their grandchildren's games, just try to remember that that's supposed to be an example. You know, we get a little nervous when we hear the stories of the grandparents getting a little too overly excited.
Well, I'll tell you the number one suggestion.
When their grandchild is out on the field.
Yes, I'll tell you the number one suggestion of the late, great colleague of mine who shared the radio with me in the early 90s, Dr. Jim Vickery, sports psychologist, that his number one recommendation for the sports parents and grandparents was don't be a critic.
Absolutely! Oh gosh, what great!
Don't be analyzing the kid's game on the ride home, and everybody pictures that overzealous parent or the abuse in coaching. Now, when you watch the Olympics, the incredible experience we all just had with the Olympics, unbelievable. When you're watching a 16, 17, 18-year-old, they started at 5.
Oh,
so you've got some of these incredible challenges. Not for everybody, but it's a. It just was an exciting time
Well, you know what I think? What I think the role of the grandparents should be with the grandchildren out on the field and playing sports is, you know, a word.
Bring the tree. Bring the tree.
Well, encouragement. I just think it should be a positive. You know, good job. You worked hard. Try hard. You know, I mean that's the role of the grandparent. I feel, Dr. Bob. Anyway.
I agree with you 100%, and more we're seeing that becoming part of the whole program. Involvement I have with the over 100-year-old baseball blue book, the one first place app. People with any question about what school should my son go to, what's the best program, all these different kinds of situations. Having fun is a big part of all that's being included more and more, knock on wood.
It really needs to
the
be
world
that
of,
way.
Yes, it does, because the tremendous challenge to win at all costs, it's one of the things that's hung pain medicine nightmares on our head.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. You know, the parents who try to live vicariously through their child, just be out there and help them along. Let them get the coaching from the coach.
Absolutely. And that's why the areas of communication between sports parents, the coaches, and their youngsters is very, very important. It's something that we have people on the show all the time to encourage those conversations. Parents, be a good listener.
Oh, be a good listener. But you know what's interesting? You mentioned a key word. You're looking for a topic that baby boomers are talking about all the time. Communication. How do they communicate with friends? How do they communicate with family? How do they communicate with their elderly parent? If they're still in the workplace, how do they communicate within the workplace?
Right.
How do they communicate with their grandchild? It's key, it's key, it's key.
Well, there's so much stress. I mean, you know, the pandemic quadrupled everything.
Yeah.
Social media, every psychologist, whether it's adult, seniors, or child, are very, mental health is the biggest deal, and social media is an incredible challenge. These are the things, this is why organizations like yours and the continuation of paying attention to a lot of the positive sides of things is such an important addition.
That's a big aspect for us, Dr. Bob. We work very, very hard at that. You know, we want to bring content and we get a little humor in the magazine. We got things that'll help them, but it's designed to be a positive influence.
And, you know, it's interesting, you know, knock on wood, there's still magazines themselves around.
The people of our age and the people who are older, they still like to page through the printed version. Of course, our magazine is also online, so the people who are, you know, caring for their elderly parent can
give us some history of the mag. Give us some history of the magazine, Rick.
Magazine was started in 2004. It was originally started as a magazine to meet the needs of seniors. But when I really became, at the forefront, back in, I guess it was 2012, I was really brought on board because of the, paramount, aspect of,
Rick, I knew the time would fly by with you. I will have to plan 10 more shows, but give me quickly the name of the book and the site people can go to find out about you and your work.
Yes, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation is the book. The magazine, which is most pronounced, is Today's Senior Magazine. And Dr. Bob, let me just thank you for your time, your audience's time, and it's just always an enjoyable experience.
It's a pleasure,
really,
Rick.
I've got a lot of respect for.
You got a lot. You're one of our real all-stars. Hold on, Rick. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, get a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix, answer a few emails. Again, everybody, the website is back up. It's great, really streamlined. It's thesportsdoctorradio.com. SportsDoctorRadio.com. You can listen to some past shows. You can get access to BBS, get to the archives, go way back, listen to whoever you would like. Great guests coming up next week. Trade Home Shoes in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. The general manager, been with them for years, Jeff Yawn. Going to talk about the history of this group of stores that really paid attention to the whole world of proper fitting, foot mechanics, the addition of podiatry importance regarding the whole shoe world. So he'll be joining us, one of our fave guests, primary physician, sports medicine specialist, Tony Liazzo, will be coming back. Tony's worked with Olympic athletes, Olympic programs, school programs, and is very, very familiar in that whole world of the challenge of youth sports. So we're looking forward to him. Then we're going to Israel the following week. Dr. Cher Afradi. Dr. Afradi is the Aviv Clinics founder. And the whole world of brain repair injuries, enhanced performance, his new upcoming book, Beyond Normal, and some of the new medicine techniques in order to enhance our recovery of not only brain, but other areas, including high performance. So we'll be interested in keeping him awake because it's 11 o'clock when he'll be on the show next week live from Israel. Dr. Bob, my wisdom is for your kids, yourself, buy shoes that are designed for the sport you're involved in, whether it's running and walking,
both of them are individualized, whether it is, again, soccer, basketball, baseball, tennis, especially for your kids. You want to make sure that initially, ideally, you're in a shoe with the sport specific. Now, there is an area called cross trainers, which are non-sport specific, but multi-directional shoes. And when it's on a court, when it's on a field, these particular shoes are almost really as good in all the things that are important with side-to-side movement and lateral stability. This is why we make such a big deal for our sports parents and coaches, the fact that you shouldn't be playing court sports in running shoes or walking shoes. Running and walking shoes are made for one foot in front of the other. They don't have the stability for side-to-side action. Now, trail running shoes might include some of the cross-training characteristics for more stability for uneven terrain. But as a rule, again, for parents, make sure that you are looking at, and proper fit, of course, is key. You want to make sure, and not using hand-me-downs. You know, the older brother played football, so his younger brother's be wearing his cleats. Not a good idea. Make sure you fit properly. As a rule, when we want for in general use, walking running shoes are excellent, and you'll get some great service with the walking and running store population. But again, get those shoes that are designed for your sport. Email from Terry says, you know, my 14-year-old son runs cross country. He's had shin splints on and off. Are these chronic shin problems foot related? Yes, Terry, they are. 80% of persistent lower leg shin problems are foot related, maybe even higher. I have found over the decades when I added orthotics to everything else that was being done for those persistent shin splints, the physical therapy, the strengthening, the rest, orthotics were magic when foot alignment was so important. Imagine that flat type overpronated foot is always straining the musculature that slows the foot down in running. And that muscle gets overused. And this is one of the areas with the shin splints. But you got to make sure also your son has a proper diagnosis. You could be dealing with stress fractures. But yes, see sports podiatry. Phyllis says, you talk about prodigy sports in your book. I do. You know, one of my super specialties is figure skating, where I have 10, 11-year-olds doing double jumps and they're skating 10 days a week, exaggerating a little, and they're specializing very, very early. Think gymnastics, dance, even soccer, tennis. As a rule, absolutely, doctors, therapists, all of us recommend children play multiple sports. Use different parts of the body, have different kinds of challenges, different experiences. But the prodigy sports, when they're present, we tell parents to make sure they're including physical therapy, personal trainers to work on, adding a good home program of strengthening to be able to put up with that demand and understand that it's absolutely challenging. Again, the time always flies by. Thank you to my colleagues and friends at BBS Radio. Thanks, everybody. Sports Doctor. See you next week.